So when it comes to lighting candles, Hanukkah candles on Friday afternoon, so first of all, you have the question of Tadir v'sheinu Tadir. Which one comes first? Usually the mitzvah is Tadir Kodim, which means that which comes more often, that you're going to do more often. So since Shabbos happens more often, maybe we should light Shabbos candles first and then Hanukkah candles. But that's going to pose a problem. The problem that's obviously posed is once a woman lights Shabbos candles, she's already accepted Shabbos upon herself. But that's okay, because a man could technically light the Shabbos candles. Right? Because when a man lights the Shabbos candles, then this way, he doesn't accept Shabbos upon himself. But that is not the accepted thing. And the fact is that it is machlokas rishonim, whether you should light Hanukkah candles first or you should light Shabbos candles first. But in fact, the way to get around this, there's many different ways that you get around this. One is suggested by the Prima Gadim, don't set up your Shabbos candles yet. If your Shabbos candles are not set up yet, that's okay. The two mitzvahs are not available for you at the same time. So you do your Hanukkah candles first. Most people do set up their Shabbos candles anyway earlier. So what others explain is that perhaps, as the Sukkos Chaim explains, that there's a way you can get around it as well. And that is, the husband is the shaliach for the wife, and the wife is the shaliach for the husband. The husband is shaliach for the wife, that he lights Hanukkah candles and fulfills her obligation. The wife is the shaliach for the husband, and the fact that she lights Shabbos candles and fulfills his obligation. When you have two people doing two different mitzvahs, there's no issue of tadir. Nonetheless, however you're going to look at it, and there are many different views, we say that really Shabbos candles come after Hanukkah candles, because you don't want to be taking upon yourself Shabbos first. Even if it's a partial acceptance, certainly for women it is a full acceptance, so Hanukkah candles always come first. So since Hanukkah candles come first, therefore, we usually find ourselves rushing on Shabbos Hanukkah, because people aren't really ready. Like, we were ready to light candles, but I wasn't ready to light Shabbos Hanukkah candles. So prepare yourselves accordingly, especially since it is an early Shabbos. We do light our Hanukkah candles first. A reminder that if you are using candles itself, those candles need to last for a half hour after nightfall, and you are lighting these things before that. Rav Moshe Feinstein points out the idea that we follow it, that we light our Hanukkah candles close to Shabbos candles. Yes, you could light it earlier, but we light it close to Shabbos candles, and that's the way Chazal established it, that on Erev Shabbos, you are going to light your Hanukkah candles close enough to Shabbos. So even though you could have lit it an hour before that, but really we do it in succession, one to the other. That's generally how we actually do it. Now, the Rama writes that you should daven mincha always before you light candles, because mincha is part of the previous day. So you should always daven mincha before you light candles. It's for this reason most communities have a minhag that they try on Hanukkah, Erev Shabbos, that they daven early mincha. This way you fulfill what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us over here, because mincha is obviously part of the previous day. Hanukkah candles are obviously part of the next night. And therefore, we try to light Hanukkah candles in that order. If you can't make it to mincha and you're going to be davening at home for whatever reason, so still would be better for you to daven mincha first, then light your Hanukkah candles, and then light your Shabbos candles. That's how we would generally do it. But either way, you should try to do it in this fashion. Lastly, there is a minhag that was new to me this year, but there's a minhag that's quoted by the Chida, and that is on Rosh Chodesh Hanukkah. On Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, you light an extra candle for Rav Meir Bal Hanes. others quote Rav Chaim Palagi, quoting his son, that actually you give tzedakah on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah for Rav Meir Bal Hanes, and that's for a whole other discussion, but since tonight will be Rosh Chodesh, perhaps if you want, you can light another candle for that. You wouldn't put one in your menorah, because then it would be the wrong count of your night, but nonetheless, you would have another candle lit, Lezecher Rav Meir Bal Hanes, which hopefully we're going to speak about tomorrow, which will also speak about how you light the menorah on Motzei Shabbos.